Greetings, this is James Gillen, and we're simulcasting with BBS Radio and also eCity Stargate, Rumble, a few others. We're working on redoing everything right now. I want to apologize for the last show that didn't come up. We have ran into some major difficulty again, and also apologize for any of the last shows that came up late or whatever happened, but we're having to redo everything, and we're having to kind of take back control of our studio, and so we can be a little more sovereign and make sure that this doesn't happen again. So we're in the process. We have a whole new studio we built and put in, and we'll be able to stream out to 15 different platforms. And with the help of our Don and Doug over at BBS Radio, our saints over there, we're getting everything back up and running. So anyway, you know, trials and tribulations time, you know, we're all going through them. And I know there's sometimes you just have to make some very hard decisions. And this is one of those. But anyway, we're going to be back and running, up and running. Everything is going to be even better than it was. And we'll have a lot more control over our situation. So we can't be dropped or censored or anything else can happen. So we're still kind of tap dancing around YouTube because you can't say a lot of things. And so a lot of things that I can't say on there, we've actually put in the newsletter. So be sure and go to the newsletter. And I have a new upcoming newsletter be called People of Earth. And you really want to get a hold of this one because it's going to tell you exactly what's going down. So be heads up, be aware. There's that one. You don't want to miss that newsletter. And that's one you can share with everybody. And it just says, bam, bam, bam. This is the history. This is how we got to where we're at. And this is how we get out of it. And the higher dimensional beings have all done their part. The Galactic Federation of Worlds has done its part. The Alliance is still working on it. The Earth Alliance is still working on their stuff. But right now, most of the stuff is on the Earth right now. It's the major cleanup is on the Earth, and most of the dumbs have been taken out. There's less than 5% left, and they're being monitored. So anyway, watch some of the previous shows with Elena Danon. She covers all that information, and others as well, Megan Rose as well. So it's funny because we're getting the exact same information, as well as the numbers and percentages are all exactly the same. So it's kind of interesting. And to me, critical thinking, I go, well, there's only two things that could go wrong. Either we're all being manipulated by the same source, or we're talking to some very high beings that know what's going on higher levels. And I think it's the latter, basically. But I'm always discerning and always watching, you know, with critical thinking to make sure that what they say is true and that it does manifest as they say. And they've had a almost 100% track record so far. So kudos to them. By all means, also, too, this is not an ad, but check out Langenberg Water, oxygenated water. You got to check this stuff out. It's amazing. It super oxygenates the blood. You know, oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. And it's the way to go to help you get through a lot of these times. But that's just one thing. We also have on our website, we put protocols for getting through these challenges. The virus and everything else. So those are on the website as well, protocols on how to help you and how to get certain things that you may need that work, you know. So anyway, that's on the website. We're redoing everything. We're just giving everything a total makeover here. So it's going to be great. Bear with us. We'll probably have a few glitches here and there, but you'll always hear us on BBS and probably Rumble and YouTube maybe. May get in trouble there, but we're going to open up some other new platforms as well. So we're on the way, and that's where we're going anywhere. I wanted to talk about the last week's show that we were going to do was kind of time sensitive. And so I have to go back and redo a lot of it, but it had a lot of life-saving information and to help us make responsible, educated choices in it. And unfortunately it didn't go up, you know, we had no control over that. That was in somebody else's hands. But that's what we're working on again. We're redoing everything right now. We're getting totally sovereign. so we don't have to depend on other platforms, other avenues, other things to get our message out. But anyway, I'm going to wait. I'll probably put that out in the newsletter, the next newsletter. I'll cover all that. I put it out in a previous newsletter, the information, and I'll redo that in another newsletter, and it'll be up to date, and it'll have very timely information in it. So it's going to cover everything. This next newsletter, don't miss this next newsletter. You'll see the banner will pop up and tell you how to get on. Just go to eSETI.org and you can find the newsletter. But anyway, it's covering a lot of things that we can't say on the air because we will disappear. We already have strikes against us, and we have, Smucker Turd has put me in Facebook jail again. So that's my new name for it. Make it viral. But these guys are, I said, you might want to look at the First Amendment and a few others there, So anyway, all this stuff going on right now, you have to realize is that, there is no signed executive order or mandate for masks it hasn't been signed. So all these other people are operating, from no foundation whatsoever. And it's totally illegal, all of it. It goes against the Nuremberg Code. It goes against the Constitution. They cannot restrict your right to travel, your right to your choosing, what goes in and out of your body, everything. It's all illegal. They cannot do this. And those that are doing are lockstep with tyranny. And that has an agenda. So the newsletter is going to talk about that agenda, who's behind that agenda. And basically they want 13 out of 14 of you people gone, so do your homework. Do your research. I call it the critical thinking, research impaired, socially engineered people that are going along with all this stuff, and the morally challenged, integrity challenged people as well, that are taking the massive bribes to force these mandates, are all part of a group that's not going to make it. They're not going to be frequency specific to the ascension process. And I'll talk about that. And that's what today's show is about. So, that thing actually cuts you off from the higher dimensions and from the other things, and it put into another system. So again, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, tonight's show, I wanted to talk about self-mastery, ascension challenges, relationships, and personal responsibility, because that's something we're all experiencing right now. And, self-mastery, what is self-mastery? The bottom line is mastering yourself. It's that simple. Mastering your emotions. The masters here, they mastered their emotions and raised their frequencies. How did they raise their frequencies? By mastering their emotions. It was pretty much that simple. And there's a little bit more to it, but that's what self-mastery is about taking personal responsibility for everything you're feeling, saying, and doing, and raising your frequencies. How do you raise your frequencies? You get rid of the fear, the wounds, the traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience. You transcend the social engineering programs that are happening right now that keep you from stepping into your own divinity. And believe me, that is rampant right now. It is going full scale. It's not just the things, but it's also the chemtrails, and it's been going on for a long time with the food additives, the water additives, the fluoride in the water, the toxins, the food, everything. This has been going on for a long time. So it's just all coming to a head right now, and they're doing everything they can to these are eugenicists running the show. They're doing everything they can to get their agenda going. But this tyrannical agenda, if you want to know who's behind it, just watch who's pushing the mandates. And they're totally lockstep in with the tyrannical elite, and that want to see 13 out of 14 of us gone. They want to see our economy totally destroyed, and they want to make us a third world country and have everybody subjective to their system. And so that's who's who. You want to know who's who. And if you don't know how much this is infiltrated, even the school boards got billions of dollars to force the mask and the jab mandates. So, and that's why they're taking the stand that they're taking. It's a stand that's not based on science. It's not based on statistics. It's not based on facts. And in some of my last newsletters, I actually put out everything that was in the, so you can look at it and see what's in there and ask yourself if you want this in your body. You know, you might have a new hitchhiker we affectionately call Patrick that looks like a starfish. That's an immortal being. There's some other creatures in there. There's things taken from aborted, you know, fetuses, human fetuses. There's bovine fetus material. There's all these things. There's a million reasons why you can say no, just by religious, say, I'm against this because I don't want this in my system. So anyway, if you want to operate on your spiritual operating system, avoid it or find ways to diminish it. It's that simple, basically. And I'm going to go into that too. So self-mastery, again, back to self-mastery. Self-mastery is being in control of your life. It's about maintaining a frequency, which is so important. I can't talk about maintaining a frequency, how important that is. And so what raises your frequency and what lowers your frequency? What raises your frequency is that pure, unconditional love and joy and bliss. That's frequency of the highest levels. What diminishes your frequency is fear, anger, againstness, separation, greed, you know, all these other things that are rampant on the earth right now. Those things actually diminish your frequency. And so the people who are actually focusing on the higher frequencies, the love, joy, and bliss and service to others, those people are holding a very high frequency and they're affecting everybody else around them, you know, a millionfold, basically. It's the highest power. Love is the ultimate power in the universe. It's the highest power. It's the creator. It's the manifesting force behind all creation, basically. So the more you align with that, the more higher frequency you have, the more you're in touch with creator, whatever name you want to give it, you know, God, great spirit, creator. There's a million names for it, but anyway, we call it the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And it's right here. It's not external. Nobody else is going to give it to you. It's internal. You have to get it. So when you expand in awareness or consciousness, you become multidimensional. You know, you go past the physical body and the personality, and you go into the soul body and the astral body. And there's many levels to that. That's in the fourth dimension. You go past that, you go into the etheric body, which is your whole and healthy, perfect incarnation. When you create a communication with your etheric body and your physical body, that's when you start healing. You start having miracle healings. Ascension begins. And to do that is all about frequency. You raise your frequencies and you connect with the higher bodies. And above that, everybody has different names for these bodies. You know, you have the etheric body, the Christ consciousness, you have God consciousness, you have the monad, you know, everybody has different names for all these other levels. So we are multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum all the way back to the source. And when we expand in awareness and we actually take in more of ourselves, our true selves, and have more knowledge, more wisdom, more power to draw upon. And that is what they don't want. And you have the DNA of the gods. Why would you alter it? You know, the same image and likeness of God that you were created in has two things to it. One, you have the DNA of the gods, the ancient gods. And two, you have the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse within you. You have the ability to connect with that and expand and take in whole worlds, whole dimensions, whole universes, basically. We have that ability. So those are the two things that were given up. So why in the hell would you want to change your DNA? And why would they want to change your DNA? That's obvious, you know, because, you know, an awakened God can't be controlled or dominated. And that's, they don't want you in touch with your own divinity. So that's where they're going with this. So when you back to the basics, self-mastery is mastering self. It's mastering your emotions, practicing loving detachment. It doesn't mean not speaking the truth. It doesn't mean not addressing things that need to be addressed. You know, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat. You know, that's none of that. But don't get into a frenzy of anger and hate and division over what's happening right now. That lowers your frequency. But we do have to address what is happening and the tyranny that has been governing this planet for almost 400,000 years. And so I can go into that. I'll see if I have time to go into that later. But, you know, we'll see what the time brings. But anyway, the ascension challenges. So ascension challenges, what is challenging the ascension process? I would say on a physical level, diet has a lot to do with it. You know, you really need to eat whole and healthy food, very close to the earth, non-processed food, food that raises your frequency. There's a lot of fighting between vegetarianism versus being an omnivore. Personally, I try to eat more vegetables and salads and things like that, but I do eat meat occasionally to be grounded. My body is telling me it needs it. I did the vegetarian thing for a while and you know, it didn't work for me. So, but that's teacher's own. The Dalai Lama eats meat 6 months of the year. Lamas, Native Americans, everything, they all bless their food. They give, they're in total gratitude. They bless their food and things like that. We need to get back to that. And that's kind of the way I look at things, you know, be grateful for the food, those who prepared it and the creator for giving it to you, basically for creating it. And, you know, in Japan, they have a saying, like, they go, itadakimasu, like this. That's everything. That covers everything, you know. It's like, thank you for the food. Thank you to the people that prepared it. And thank you, creator, for giving it to us. But anyway, there's a lot of things, but we need to, you know, be grateful. Gratitude is very, very important, you know, in the days to come. So the ascension challenge is on the physical level. Fresh water is very important. It's very important to, you know, figure out where your water is coming from and what's in it. You know, that's very important. Eat live foods as much as possible. And that's basically on the physical level. Get out, take your shoes off, walk on the ground. The Earth's frequency are changing, you know, moment by moment. We're getting hit by a massive coronal mass ejection. An X-class flare just went off. So as this show is, it is pre-recorded, but by the time you hear this message, you're in the thick of it, of that energy. So the Schumann resonance is off the scale too. And so we have to rise with the frequencies of the Earth. So the Earth is ascending. And there's many ways that this is happening. There's energies that are directed by the higher dimensional beings. There's energies directed by the Galactic Federation of Worlds and Earth Alliance. And there's the sun, which is connected to all the other suns, which is saying we're going to the next level and sending out massive coronal mass ejections and X-class flares and things like that. And there's a Schumann resonance. The whole Earth is just off the scale. I mean, it's going into, it's like 7.8 usually, and it's going up into thousands at times. So, you know, when these energies hit, you're going to experience everything. Now, on a scientific level, they did research with monkeys, and they exposed them to fluctuations in the magnetic fields. And what happened is they experienced everything from comatose behavior to self-mutilation. So do we have to act like monkeys? No. When we know what's happening, we can deal with it. We can override it. If we get lethargic, we can take a nap. You know, rest, get a lot of rest, get some relaxation. If you're overamped and overexcited, meditate. You know, listen to some beautiful music. Go out in nature or find a way to expend that energy in a way that's beneficial. You know, that's what I do. I put it into projects. You know, if I'm all over amped, I just take my shoes off or walk on the earth, or I start creating, building something, you know, start planting trees, you know, beautify your environment, do things like that. It's real important with these energies coming in. So this is not conspiracy. This is science. You know, the Schumann resonance is off the scale. The sun is going ballistic and the whole frequency of the earth are rising, and The Earth is ascending. It's a natural process. It's a galactic cycle, and there's no avoiding it. We're going into a highly energized place in space, and we've never been there before. There's no history concerning this. We've had other similar things happen, but nothing like we're going through now. So realize that, you know, those are now on a personal level. So some of the ascension challenges, your base of friends and family is going to start shrinking. You know, I hate to tell you this, but the more enlightened you become, the more you enjoy being out in nature and by yourself, and you just can't deal with social consciousness anymore and all the social engineering and the people who are social engineered, the critically thinking, research impaired, social engineering masses. You just can't function in that world anymore. So you're going to find yourself removing yourself from that world. And that's okay. That's a good thing. And just start finding people that resonate with you, that are on your same frequency. And so that world is a very low frequency world. It's meant to control you, to diminish your freedom, to diminish everything else. That's what it's meant to do. And so move out of that world, create your own world. It's really important. So you're going to have people come into your lives, come out of your lives. There's some people that are going to make this shift and do very well. Some people who aren't. There's some people that are going to go, they're going to spin off. They're going to spin out of your field. They're going to spin out. You know, SETI people spin out of SETI all the time. We have it all the time. People come here, and within usually 3 or 4 days, sometimes it lasts up to a year or 2 years. But no matter what happens, you cannot avoid your stuff because it's a very high frequency place. And when your stuff comes up, you have the choice. You can blame and project and make everybody responsible. You can be a victim. You can play that role, or you can heal it and become empowered by it and gain the wisdom from the experience, let it settle in the soul, and you're done. And you move on to the next experience. And so what I find now, right now, is there's so much energy coming in, and you cannot deny any emotional instability, any wounds, traumas, wrong conclusions, past experiences. You can't suppress any of this anymore. It's coming up, and it's coming up with friends, family. It's coming up in relationships with lovers. It's coming up in every institution is having a total remake, just like we're going through that. Again, SETI is it's like the microcosm of the macrocosm. Everything that happens here is going to happen in the outer world, just like we're going through a major transition here and having to reformat everything and redo everything and things like that. The whole world is going to go through that transition, because we're moving from draconian law to universal law. And that is being inspired by the creator itself. And it's coming down through the angelic ascended masters realms. It's coming down through the Galactic Federation of Worlds. It's coming down through the White Hats. It's coming all the way down to, it's coming from the source all the way through down to the physical. It's changing our DNA. It's altering our DNA for the good. These other groups want to alter your DNA for the bad. You know, they want to cut you off. And so you have to understand how that works. You know, your DNA is a code that was written by Creator. And there is a lot of junk DNA that's not junk that's being activated with these energies coming in, and they want to shut all that down. So again, that's what we're going through. So those are some of the ascension challenges. And just be aware that, you know, we have to practice loving detachment. We have to allow people to have their process, to go through their process. And we really have to set boundaries. Right now, it is so important to set boundaries. If we don't set boundaries, tyranny will rule from until its total collapse. So I wanted to explain that, how this is happening right now. There's like a bifurcation or a division happening. And it's a division of worlds, you might say. And so one world, the world of tyranny, is on the downward spiral. It's collapsing. They want to control and dominate everything, everyone. It's unbridled greed. It's insane. It's so far from Creator. It's you know, where these people have gone. We have to realize there is a tyrannical elite going on. People call it the global elite, and they run the deep state, and the deep state's infiltrated everything, and they control almost everything. They control most of the politicians, the religions. They control the monetary systems, everything. That's all being undone. It's all changing right now. And so their world is collapsing in on itself. If you're aligned with that, good luck. You're going to go with it, you know? And so you've got to break free of that because that world is collapsing. So that world is on a downward spiral. It's spiraling down and to eventual total collapse. It's going to be social, economic, even environmental collapse. There's another world that's coming in. And when I say environmental collapse, I want you to realize that even all this, they control the environmental groups too, as well. They control Black Lives Matters. They control Antifa. They finance all of that, all the division stuff going on. They control it. You know, why would you give carbon credits to the very people that screwed up the place in the first place? You know, that's where your carbon credits are going. And little news flash. The Antarctic has had the coldest 6 months almost in history. It's record breaking. So your Antarctic isn't freezing. All the billionaires have bought beachfront homes. All your politicians have beachfront homes. Why are they doing it? Because they know this whole thing's a scam. So anyway, figure that one out. So anyway, they control this whole thing. Well, their control is loosening. People are waking up. People are figuring it out. And now the upward spiral are the people that want to live a more spiritual, more natural way of life. They want to, you know, be in service to others. They want to clean up the environment. They want to clean up the consciousness here. They want to take a quantum leap in consciousness and evolution. They want to bring in the new healing technologies that have been suppressed, you know, both the natural remedies and the technological remedies like med beds and frequency technologies and things like that. You know, they want everybody to live a fully joyous, loving, abundant, healthy life. That's their goal. That's what they're dedicated to. The other group wants to just control and dominate. They have unbridled greed and they will take it all the way to the grave, basically, and take you with them. So that's what we're choosing right now. We're in this mass choosing process. And you've got the, as I said before, you've got the critical thinking, research impaired, social engineered group that are going along lockstep with all the mandates and this program. They're in fear. They're ruled through fear and misinformation and profit-driven science. You have those groups, and you have the enlightened ones that have seen through all this, and they're saying this isn't science. This isn't real. The statistics totally do not back up what these people are saying, and they're saying, and they've done their research, and they know what's in these things and other things that they've prepared and what they've been doing in the past. So, and they're the ones that are awake. They're not woke. They're awake. Big difference. The woke is another social engineer program. So don't buy into that. It's full of division and everything else. So, I tell you what, you want to stop racism, stop teaching it in the schools. You know, that's how you stop racism. Kids play fine. They get along fine. And if we don't program them to be racist, they're not racist. They get along fine. And get them out in nature, get them together, teach them how to support each other, teach the kids the basic universal laws, teach them the Constitution, teach them the Bill of Rights, you know, teach them, you know, to be of service to humanity and the earth. That's how you stop all this stuff. You know, you don't do these other programs that are being done to divide the children, to divide us, divide everybody. You know, this, oh God, I can't, what is that thing they're teaching in school? I can't remember it. Critical race theory or
Oh
something.
my God, I don't know.
Whatever it is, I don't know. Just that thing is so racist, it's unbelievable. You know, so. Now, I want to tell you something else, and we have to realize this. Basically, there are this tyrannical global elite are eugenicists, period. You know, they're satanic Luciferian eugenicists, and they're responsible for the drug and child trafficking, satanic rituals, child sacrifice, all this stuff. They are running the show. They have been running the show. And this has been going on for 400,000 years, folks. I hate to burst your bubble, but it goes back to the days of the ancient Anunnaki, which were the ancient Lyrians. Some of them were up to 24 feet tall. They're very tall beings when they came here. They were the first colonies, and they separated into turf wars. And then you had the House of Enki, who was the creator god that they referred to. He was a geneticist, and he had the House of Enlil, which was a defeated warrior. And then their kids went out and they took on territories and things like that. And then we got into turf wars. And again, this is 400,000 years ago. And one person named Marduk, which people are channeling saying he's a wonderful guy, actually made an alliance with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth. He went to war against his own people. There's mass genocide and slaughter. And we are still under that draconian influence to this day. And then the second colonization program was the Palladians that came in. And now a lot of the tyranny was still here. It was still functioning, but they went through pole shifts and cataclysms and self-created realities and misuse of technologies and things like that. And they were pretty much wiped out, but there were enough of them that were still around. So the Palladians came in and they created Atlantis and Lemuria. And Atlantis got infiltrated again by these same tyrannical beings that were all about power over others, using science to control and dominate the masses. And they fell, you know, they got hit by a big meteor, which is known as the Atlantic Ocean right now. And that was the end of them. But they actually did a meltdown on Lemuria, who were operate under the law of one. They saw the creator in all creation, and they were in service to the creator in all creation. They worshiped the unseen God. You know, they didn't worship the intellect and science like the Atlanteans did. So we're working out that same program right now. And we're going through the fallen Atlanteans who want to control and dominate everyone and everything. They want to use profit-driven science or control-driven science, that science that will allow them to control and dominate and know every aspect of your life and socially engineer you. And we have the other people that are saying, no, well, no, wait a second. This goes against God's laws. This goes against the Constitution, the Nuremberg Codes. Everything you're doing is not good. And they're rising up. And we're going through the same program right now, the exact same thing. And so we're under that same situation right now. Now, the good news is that the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the Earth Alliance, the White Hats, all these other people are aligned with more like the Lemurian consciousness. And they're saying, no, not going to happen. You know, the Constitution is a very divinely inspired document, as well as the Bill of Rights. And they're standing up for that. And that does align with universal law. So these guys are rising. And the big cleanup now is on Earth. And so what's being cleaned up now is this tyrannical, genocidal, eugenicist, narcissist billionaires that have been running things that have been serving overlords, which are the Gray Alliance and the reptilian groups. And luckily, almost all of that has been removed by the higher beings. And now we're cleaning up the Earth. So the people that have sold their souls or given up for power and fame and wealth and whatever to this other group are now going to undergo a severe cleansing. And we're in the middle of that. And we're right in the chaotic times where that's all coming down. And so we on the earth, the ground crew, have to rise up to be examples, let your voice be heard, say what needs to be said, and stand up for anything that trespasses on your basic rights. And so again, the mandates, mask mandates, travel mandates, vax mandates, all these mandates are illegal. They go against universal law. They go against the Constitution. They go against the Nuremberg Codes. There's about 10 other codes that have been established that they break. And they have no right to do this. This is lockstep with the global elite, the tyranny that are running things. And a lot of them, you know, even Biden hasn't even signed it. He hasn't even signed the executive order that mandates all this stuff. So the mandates are coming down through these major corporations and the global elite. and all the way down to your school boards, which have taken literally billions of dollars to enforce these mandates. So when you go to the school board and you say, hey, I don't want to put this in my kid, you know, my kid's not even at risk. I mean, they have almost 100% chance of totally surviving with hardly any effects whatsoever. Why in the hell would I put this thing into them that is not a vaccine? It's an operating system, and it's a DNA altering thing that's going to change them forever and probably sterilize them. There's like 366% rise in miscarriages right now after this thing. So, which, you know, sterilization, you know, that's totally that fits right into their population agenda. So anyway, you know, anybody with eyes to see can see what's unfolding here. You can't miss it. And what's happening right now is it's like the divine feminine, the house of Mary, the mothers, you know, are all just livid because they are saying, you will not subject my children to this. And they're doing the research to find out what's in these things and the effects of them. And they're saying, you know, why would I subject my child to this when they're not even at risk? And that's what you're going to see on a huge level, because the divine feminine is stepping in right now and inspiring the mothers and those who are sensitive, those who are coming from the heart, and they're empowering them to stand forward and for the children. Now, the people that are doing these mandates, masks and everything, are aligned with people that have no respect for life whatsoever. They have no respect for your unborn child. They have no respect for your children, for you, your family, for anything. You know, I want you to think about this. Use a little common sense. So these things have been created by billionaires. They're narcissists. Most of them belong to the satanic Luciferian who love child sacrifice. They love mass death, mass. And these are the guys that created these, you know, and you're going to trust them. And they own social media. They own mainstream media. They own the agencies, the health agencies, everything. It's all regulated by Big Pharma, which they own. And you're going to turn your life and your children's life over to these people who have a depopulation agenda that want 13 out of 14 of you gone. Now, where's the critical thinking? You know, where... This is insane. This is pure insanity. And what really gets me riled up is when the kids are subjected to this and parents are marching their kids down to get this. That is a total fail. It's a total fail of parenting. You know, and I don't care if you're a social engineer or just doing the right thing, or you want your kid to be able to go to that conference or that party or that dance or whatever. You know, it's not worth it. There's no reason. You're just going along with the flow and you're selling your children out. You know, you know, to me, that's a no-brainer. I just can't sit by and watch that happen. I'm sorry. And I've been talking about this since 1980. They've made these plans that they were going to roll out available and said what they're going to do since 1980. I don't know when the Georgia Guidestones have been put up, but that was put up a long time ago, and they warned us, they told us what they're going to do, and now they're doing it, and people are lockstep marching their kids, you know, and families, and they even said that, they said we're going to create a virus, and it's going to be benign, but what's really going to take the people out is the cure is going to be the thing that takes the people out, and those who are socially engineered and ignorant are going to march themselves and their families and loved ones down to the slaughterhouse. And that's their words. They said they're going to do this, and now they've done it. And all these people that we've relied upon, that we've given our power to, that are supposed to be our leaders, are all part of this. And the unbridled greed and the morally challenged politicians, you know, all the way down to the hospitals, to everybody. I tell you that Remdesivir and the ventilators it's a suicide program, basically. If you subject yourself to that, say goodbye. You know, it's that's what that's all about. And who gave the hospitals the protocols on what to use? Same guys, you know. Why did India, I think they had something like 240 million people use the alternative stuff that I can't mention. It's already taken off the air. We all know what they are. It's the horse and dog dewormer that was actually created for men, not and women, not for animals in the beginning by a Nobel Prize winning doctor that are sanctioned by the FDA and NIH and all that, you know, despite what CNN is telling you. Those that took that protocol are up and running around and fine, usually within days, you know. So in India, they chose to go with that protocol. And in a province, I think it has 240 something million people, almost as big as the USA, they're COVID free now. It's gone. It's not even there anymore. It's gone. And they have less than 5 to 7% people vaccinated there. And bam, it's gone. You know, what happened there? And why are we still doing these old protocols that we know are not working? Look at our statistics in America. They are the worst. They are a total fail. So you really need to start listening to these frontline doctors and nurses and these other courageous doctors that are coming out, these research scientists, you know, the people who actually created these things for these pharmacy companies that are coming out, Nobel Prize winning doctors and researchers. And they're telling you, folks, don't do this. This is a really bad idea. But they're being censored, extremely censored by Smucker Turd and his group, you know, and the other social medias and the mainstream media who are all part of this. They're being paid billions of dollars. And so the politicians, most of them have huge amount of stocks in these companies, these pharmaceutical companies. So anyway, follow the money and you'll know why these mandates are happening, because there's no science behind them. They're extremely detrimental, all of them, and they fit right into the population control program the eugenicists have planned out for us for a long time. So anyway, I'm going to end on that. I'm not going to talk because we have a lot of questions I want to get through. People have asked a lot of questions and we didn't get to answer them on the last show. And so I've said about all I need to say about that. We will probably take down our YouTube channel after it airs, you know, because it'll probably be you know, because of what I've said. But pay attention, you know, do some critical thinking, do your own research, drop the social engineering, get out there, eat close to the earth, drink a lot of water, and use these other protocols, these safe, effective protocols. They're on our website. Go to eSETI.org. The newsletter is there. All this information is there. So go there and do your own research, because nobody's going to do it for you. And the one thing I want to say is that nobody's going to hit a button on you that's going to cause you to ascend and heal you. It's all internal. The creator is an internal. Everything is internal. It's not external. So forget about all this external nonsense going on. Go within. You're going to be guided from the heart and do what you feel is right for you and your family. That's the bottom line. Forget about all this chaos going on right now, because we are going to go through extreme chaos. That's just part of the ascension process. And again, focus on love and joy and bliss. Practice loving discernment and or loving detachment, and, you know, be an example for others. And that's all I'm going to say. So I want to get into the questions. We've got Kathy here to give me the questions, so I can, why don't you pull around here a little bit so we can make sure these get on the, and try to answer some of these questions. There's quite a few questions we didn't get to because of our show being not put up.
What are orbs and are they benevolent?
Okay, orbs are really different. Here at the ranch, we have beautiful orbs, every color, size, shape, incredible geometry inside of them. It's amazing. And a lot of them are just higher dimensional beings. They're beings without bodies. And some of the orbs, when we blow them up, have animal faces in them. Some of them have the faces of masters. We've seen like elven beings in these orbs. And we have the ability, we have an orb sitting right here that we can, I have photographs of it leaving my chest and going out. And it's a higher aspect of ourselves that we can travel with 360 degree vision and observe things. We can go forward or backward in time, everything. We have that ability. And so that's what a lot of these orbs are. They're just beings that have are not in their bodies. Some have left their bodies, and some have been projections of higher dimensional beings to come check us out. You know, a lot of them are nature spirits and things like that. And that's on the higher level. There are some orbs you want to avoid. I've seen those dark red murky orbs. Some of those are discarnate spirits. And if they're dark and if they're murky looking, avoid them. You know, do a clearing. The clearings are on the site, eseti.org. Go to healing negative influences, and that'll clear those out very easily. But they're very easy to heal, especially on that level. So you call in the benevolent ones and say, hey, clean up on aisle 7, you know, and clean them up.
How can 5D beings be in 3D?
Well, you know, 5D beings, which that's been interesting because I know they have technology, fifth dimensional technology, and they have a wrist thing they wear, and they can actually punch in and lower the frequencies and appear here in 3D and assist us. We're going out of 3D anyway. We're rising up and out of it. Some people are going to ride the 3D one down, you know, into the social, economic, and environmental collapse. That's where they're choosing to go. But anyway, they can do it through technology, and some can do it spiritually. And like the masters can actually manifest a body, but it's more of a magnetized light body. It's not totally physical that can come into 3D, but you know, it can be done through technology, or it can be done through spirituality, both.
Brett from Vancouver would like you to explain any insights on how to discern when people are mirroring or projecting false accusations. Could you give a brief description of these behaviors?
I seem to be a master at that, the projections. So anyway, the more enlightened you become, the more you become a mirror, and the more you become an amplifier. And so you're going to mirror back to people and amplify whatever's happening within them. And so most people will project and blame, and they'll transfer on you unhealed programs, you know, of the past, be it childhood, be it past life, be it whatever, and they're going to project and blame. You know, most people are doing that to one degree or another. Some people are just in the thick of it. And so, you know, there's no way around that. It's just happening to one degree or another. It's part of the changes right now. But the main thing is you have to know who you are, and you have to know what your goals are and your intentions. And if they're pure and they're noble, you have to hang on to that and take a stand in that and not participate in the other stuff. And practice loving detachment. Say, yeah, not mine. Have fun with that, you know, see where that takes you. You know, because a lot of people, victims will totally project and blame, and they want to remain a victim. And they don't want to step out of that role because they're either getting emotional or financial support for being in that role. They don't, a lot of them are locked into it. It's like a record, and they're stuck in that record, and they don't know how to get out of it. But you know, the victims are going to be victimized because the energy is amplifying everything. And so, you know, there's a victim, persecutor, savior triangle. It's like a hamster wheel. And we have to get off of that wheel and become sovereign in our emotions and know that love, acceptance, approval, and joy, everything is found within. The connection to creator is found within. It's all within. So we need to become sovereign and self-sufficient in our emotional needs and our physical needs as well in the days to come.
Why do some people see the truth so clearly and others just don't see it?
Well, again, the truth is there for all to see. And right now, it's just we're being hit between the eyes with it. You can't miss it if you're paying attention at all. The tyranny is just, you know, most of these guys have black eyes. If you can't see that, you know, these leaders, look at them. They have black eyes, you know, and you know they're part of this group, you know. So anyway, that's one thing. But what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Why do some people?
Oh, some people don't get it. Yeah. And I think some people genetically just their operating system can't get it. You know, there's some people that came in with a lot higher genetics and higher consciousness and energy. The world is a big conglomeration of advanced beings here, as well as more primitive beings that were developing naturally. You know, it seems like the people that are close to the earth, even the more primitive people, are seeing it right now. The people that are overeducated aren't getting it. You know, they can't get it. You know, so it's really weird. But I just think it's a matter of choice, about choosing to do your own research and to use critical thinking. And it's a matter of how socially engineered on you, how much news do you watch, and how much you're tied into social media and that program. There's so many factors involved, but again, if you want to see things clearly, walk away from it. Get out in nature and know yourself. You know, that's the bottom line. Know yourself. Get really clear with who you are, your intentions, and don't fall for all the other division games and the manipulation games and the projections. Just don't react. Get out of reactionary mind, get into creationary mind, and just say, is that what you want to create? You know, I don't want to create that, and so I don't want to be a part of that. So have fun with that, you know.
Karen asks if you can explain what exactly a benevolent abduction is. If it's an abduction, how can it be benevolent?
Yeah, that's tricky. There's a lot of information about abductions out there. And some people say they're all benevolent. Some people say they're nasties. You know, everybody has a different way of looking at things. The way I see it is that if it's a benevolent abduction, it's an agreement that was made between you and usually higher beings. And they're taking you up to do either work on you. They're doing healing work, or altering your DNA or things like that to help you that you already agreed upon before you incarnated. You know, I've had a lot of those experiences. And then there's the little grays and the reptilian guys, and they're abducting people for nefarious reasons and for their own self-serving goals and things like that. And so that's, I'd call, a negative abduction. You know, there's a MyLab abductions and things like that. They're aligned with these other groups. Those I would say are negative abductions. And everybody goes, well, you agreed to it. Well, not necessarily. You know, you maybe you didn't agree to it. And anything, agreement needs to happen on every level. And so it's important that, you know, if you're being mistreated or abused or things like that, and it's a negative abduction, you know, you have the right in each moment to say, no, I'm done. You know, go F yourself. Sorry to be just base about that, but really we have to do that. And we can call on the higher beings to assist us and protect us and guide us, like this. It's on this side, this lion being right here. You know, there are beings, there are 17-foot tall lion beings out there that are protectors that are waiting for us to ask for protection. You know, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, the Sirians, you know, all these beings. There's new ones coming in right now that I've never heard of. There's another group called the Naha. What? Are they, what dimension are they? Six, I can't, or seven.
Seven.
No, they're seventh dimensional beings that just came in now. Very tall beings. They're like, were they 10 feet tall?
They were 10
I
feet
think they were
tall.
10 feet tall beings. And you know, I was kind of joking around with one, and they kind of gave me a headache, and which I do a lot. But anyway, there's beings coming up in right now that I would not mess with. And you know, these 17-foot tall lion beings just throw reptilians down and rub their bellies. There's nothing they can do about them. So, I mean, we have ascended masters, angelic beings. We have the Galactic Federation of Worlds. You know, we have all these multidimensional beings. Some of us have been these multidimensional beings here to help us right now. And some of them incarnated from these civilizations on Earth. We just haven't figured it out yet to help in the awakening healing process. So that's all going to. There's initiations going on planetary right now. It's amazing that people are waking up and realizing why they're here and what they're about.
Gavin from Trout Lake wants to know, what is the biggest lion being?
I think we tipped on there's about, yeah, 24 feet tall. Some are actually 24 feet tall. The ancient Lyrians, some of them were 24 foot tall beings. And that's what I know from my own experience and research. There's one named Takah that I don't know who he is, but man, he packs a punch. He's huge. That comes in. So Bacall, his feminine aspect, Iha, and Takah, and a lot of these other ones have been helping us right now. But the there are beings out there. I mean, there are footprints that J.J. Hurtek has found, and quite a few other people have shown these footprints, and kind of brain farting on some of the other people that have shown them. But these footprints show that there are beings that are like 35 feet tall that have walked the earth, and probably taller. So I don't know. The footprints that they found and that show the being must have been, you know, there's Bigfoot out there that are 10 and 12 feet tall. So, which is another story, but they exist as well. They're still here.
How important it is to be consciously aware of what you are feeling or thinking in the here and now.
Well, you know, being conscious of what you're feeling and thinking in the here and now is of utmost importance. It's about self-mastery, is monitoring self, your thoughts, your attitudes and emotions, and go follow the ones back that are negative or fearful and heal them and clear them out. So it's imperative right now to monitor your thoughts, your feelings and emotions, and your actions as well.
Why do you think more young people are suffering from a break from reality, mental illnesses?
Yeah, what's sad with a lot of young people have been extremely socially engineered, and they're tied into all these technologies, and they can't even get away from their phones, basically, and computers and things like that. And we need to get them out in nature and get them more aligned and teach them, you know, to get into their body, you know, like teach them how to chop wood and plant a garden create, you know, physical. And it's so important right now. And a lot of it's by design, and it's through technology. A lot is through diet, you know. They put things and additives in the foods and things like that. And the schools play a big part in that. They don't teach people how to be of service to others, or universal law, or the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, and things like that. So it's all about educating them and getting them active and just, you know, being, you know, parenting masters. You have to be as much of a master as you can to actually parent a master.
There's been a lot of talk about cleanup on the moon, Mars, and Jupiter. Is Saturn being cleaned up?
Yeah, that'll have to be the last question because we're out of time, unfortunately. But yeah, there's massive cleanup. The moon's cleaned up. All the stuff in Alaska is pretty much cleaned up. Most of the dumps have been taken out. Less than 5% are left, and they're being watched. Mars is in the it's pretty much cleaned up right now. It's been taken back over by the good guys, whatever you want to call them, the World Federation of Planets. And other Ganymede and all these other moons are being cleaned up. And so there's so many things happening out there. Elena Denon does a really good job on that. And Megan Rose, listen to their stuff, and they have a better handle on what's happening. But most of it's being cleaned up. There's a little bit left. Saturn right now is only 20% cleaned up. Saturn seems to be the hub of, you know, these people worship Saturn, the dark hearts, whatever you want to call them, the satanist Luciferians. They worship Saturn. And Shani is aligned with Saturn. They do pujas to Shani, which is a demon, you know. And so we need to realize that there's people in the UFO community that do pujas to Shani, which is a demon. And you know, there's one guy that goes to all the gatherings, you know, Bohemian Grove, and talks about his connections with these people. It's totally convoluted. The spiritual UFO community, politics, the movie industry, the music, and it's all been usurped by this tyrannical global elite, and that's all going to unfold and come undone. So unfortunately, we have to end the show right now. We're out of time, but I wanted to tell you on the good news is that I don't want to leave on a negative note, but on the good news, there's a massive galactic cleanup going on. They've cleaned out almost all these other unseen negative influences that are the puppet masters of these global elite. And now that we have to clean up, the white hats have to do their part, and the Earth Alliance and things have to do their part. They're out still being supported by these other higher beings. And we're going to go through some trying times here through this transition, and we need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So if you think you're just going to cruise through this and do whatever they say and it's going to be the right thing, you're supporting enslavement and, you know, murder, basically, you know, so your own demise, you and your family. You're not going to get through this by cruising along, because their world is collapsing. And if you align yourself with that world, it's collapsing. It's on a downward spiral. So you've got to change and shift that. So anyway, on that note, be the solution, you know, focus on love and joy and bliss, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and be of service to others. That's the bottom line. And so on that note, we have to end. So have a great evening, and we'll talk soon, and look for forward to our new platforms coming out, and focus on joy and bliss. Good night. We'll be right back.